Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon and welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We appreciate you tuning in today. We're going to be once again in part number two of the message out of John chapter number six, where the people were looking for Christ to do a meal like he did for the feeding of the 5,000. But Jesus is telling them that he is the bread of life. And so this is part two of the message, John chapter number six.
Look at verse 42. And they said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph?" Now, this is where they begin to normalize the Lord. They begin to put the Lord in the category as being an equal to them. Can I tell you tonight that if you start putting the Lord in the same category as you're in, I think that's what's happened today. There's no power left. It's just a place we go. It's part of our routine. It's part of our schedule. It's just, there's no, we're just checking it off. I went to church this week. I checked it off. I read my Bible. Yeah, hey, listen, that's not a relationship, friend. Can I tell you, there's more to Jesus than the fact he was just from Joseph's family. There's more to Jesus than the fact that, hey, is this not just Joseph's son? He's not an equal to us, friend. Can I tell you, he's the bright in the morning star, the lily of the valley, the fairest of 10,000 to my soul, friend. I want you to know him tonight. I want you to know the fact that, hey, he's not just an ordinary man. No, he's a God man. Hey, listen, in the text before this tonight, we saw where Jesus walked on the water and got in the boat. Amen. We saw before this where Jesus, amen, fed 5,000 five loaves and two fishes. Hey, amen, from a little boy's lunch. I'm telling you tonight, listen, he's not just an ordinary man. He's a God man. Whenever we walk on, I was thinking tonight about these disciples, and we've got to the murmuring portion of it. I want you to see right here what happens, what they say about him. Whose father and mother we know. How is it that he saith, "I came down from heaven"? How dare he say something like that? How dare you, friend, to put Jesus in the same category as yourself? He did come from heaven. He is the bread of life. Sometimes we think we know everything, don't we? But it's when we don't place the Lord in the right category. He's not to be put on our level. Friend, he's to be put at the supreme level of the holiness of God. Notice verse 43. Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, "Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, which save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life." Notice what 48 says. So simple. I am. I am. That's exact same words that Jesus told, that God told Moses, when you go down there to Egypt, you tell them that the I am sent you, amen. He said, "I am the bread of life." And I'm gonna tell you tonight, he's still the I am. He's still on the throne. He's still in control. There's still power from heaven. There's still a way that we can get to God. You say, "How, preacher?" Through the help of the Holy Ghost tonight. I am that bread of life. Notice what he said there. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. Can I just sum it up for you? The best way I can tell you is they eat that bread that came from heaven in the wilderness. It was good for a little while, but that bread and them are gone. That bread was not everlasting bread. It was daily provision. But Jesus came. The bread of life came to where you and I are at tonight. And Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary and he died so that you and I could not just have daily provision, but that we could have eternal security tonight. Thank God it's not just a bread that's good for today and gone tomorrow. No, this bread that I'm referring to tonight and what the Word of God says is a bread that's everlasting bread. I'm glad I know him tonight. I was talking there a minute ago about Jesus and these people They were seeking him. They were murmuring against him. The next one we're going to look at is their striving. But can I tell you tonight, I begin to think about this thought while I was sitting there in the choir was singing, who are you following? Who are you seeking after? We're all seeking someone. When I was young, I never will forget, I guess everybody's got a hero, right? Everybody's got a hero. And I guess, as I thought about it, there was a time there that I liked Superman and all that too, but there's a time when you begin to grow a little bit and you begin to watch people. From the time I was a little boy, I always thought my grandpa was the greatest man in the world. I can remember there'd be times that we'd go somewhere and I'd hold his Bible and I'd carry it under my arm. We'd go to meetings. I'd carry it under my arm and we'd sit down and I'd sit down by the man of God. And I thought I was the greatest guy in the world because I got to hold the preacher's Bible. I got to be a servant under the great man of God. And I will tell you something, when it came to people in this world, he is on the high mark in my life. When I was in trouble, when I needed help, I called the man of God. I'd go to that guy. He'd talk to me and he'd tell me what I needed to hear. I look back on it now and I wish I'd have been there in the last days. I wish I'd have been there like I was in the young days. I wish I'd have been by him more. I wish I'd have held him up higher. I wish I'd have been an encourager more for the man of God. Who are you following tonight? I look at our young people and I fear the fact that they have nobody that they're following. They have nobody that they want to pattern their life after. They don't have any superstar, anybody that's done something great lately for the glory of God. And they're trying to find somebody that they can say, I tell you one thing, and when the world falls from heaven, I can tell you this, that guy, that lady, they know who God is. I've seen it evident in their life. I see it, the fact that they're real. They have nobody to follow. Say, preacher, why are they going away? They have nobody to follow. Have nobody to show them Jesus. And I think these people, man, they had day in and day out, they'd been there with the scribes, they'd been there with the Pharisees, they'd seen religion, but they never had a relationship. And when Jesus starts talking the way that he does, when Jesus begins to talk to them, I mean, it's just messing their minds up. They've never seen anybody that has a relationship with God like this guy has a relationship with God. And it's changing their mind. He's saying things like, hey, I am the bread of life. I'm sure somebody got off and said, ain't nobody talks like that. Who is this guy? You understand the reason why he could say that? He had a relationship with God. What we need is an explanation of the Holy Ghost, amen, presented before people that they know that you're real. They know that what you're talking about is the truth, amen. And I tell you, friend, I just want you to know this. I'm thankful that I didn't go that new modern way. I'm glad, listen to me, I've never been ashamed of being an old-timey preacher. I don't. You say, preacher, I don't like it when you get loud. I'm sorry, man. You just have to go to somewhere else. That's all I know. It's who I am. And I thought, thinking, man, what an opportunity. You say, who you want to be like, preacher? I want to be like some of them guys that finished well. I don't want to quit. I don't want to throw in the towel. Look here, I've preached empty pews before. That ain't fun. But don't you know this, man? You mean something to me tonight because you showed up. You showed up. Listen, I want you to know this. You can be helped. You can be used to the glory of God. You can be. You being here tonight just encouraged my heart. Look, notice what he says. He keeps going on. Verse number 52. We're going to look at now the striving. Look at 52. And the Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Now look, they're giving it in their minds, they're looking at a literal interpretation. They're looking at him taking his body, they're looking at it about like the Catholics do. Him taking his flesh and them putting his flesh in their body. That's not what he's saying. No, he's talking about another. Listen to me. He's talking tonight about himself spiritually. He's not talking about himself, listen, in the body. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. How in the world could that be? He's talking spiritually. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat and are dead. For he that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. As we look at that tonight, I want you to know this, that You say, how in the world, preacher, can I eat of his flesh and drink of his blood? Once again, I'm talking tonight not about his flesh and his blood literally. I'm talking about him spiritually. This is what you got to understand, that Jesus Christ left this point. Jesus Christ then went to Calvary. He went there and they took his body, amen, and nailed him to a tree, amen. And from that moment, the blood ran forth, amen. The blood gushed forth from Jesus and his flesh was mutilated, beaten, and destroyed. You could say that the lions devoured him. But Jesus didn't go there just to be mutilated. No, Jesus went there so that he could satisfy the sin debt that you and I have amounted since we've been born. He took care of Adam's sin. He took care of Noah's sin. He took care of Elijah's sin. He took care, hey, are y'all with me tonight? He took care of the disciples' sin. He took care of the men of the New Testament sin. And he took care of our sin all in one shot. Jesus said this, almost like the dinner bell's been rung. And mama said, praise God, it's ready. Jesus said, it is finished. Amen. The bread is prepared. The blood is ready to go. And Jesus said, hey, it is finished. The work of Calvary is done. Jesus went before the holiest of holies. He stood before God the Father. And Jesus said, here, God, this is my life as a payment for their sin. Lord God, if you'll take this offering, Lord God, listen, forgive them. Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. And Jesus was there before God the Father. He wouldn't have accepted me. He wouldn't have accepted you. But when he looks at his only begotten Son, he says, all right, praise God. Their sins are gone, thank God. However, if you'll think about it, Jesus said this, that you have to come to him. In order for you to be a partaker in his death, you have to come to him. And he said it this way, no man cometh unto the Father, the heavenly Father. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You're not going to get to heaven on your own works, friend. You're not going to get to heaven. Listen, you don't have the key to heaven. Amen. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can't get into heaven. You don't know how to get in. You can never get in. Why? Because you're coming in your own works. Amen. Your own works will never get you there. But if you'll come to Jesus, I want you to know this tonight, Jesus will give you life and life everlasting.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at HooperscreekBaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.